This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. I was going to say happy March, but like we got this extra little day this year. So happy leap year day, February 29th. It's kind of an interesting day. I'm wondering if any of our listeners out there know the history of the leap year. I'd be curious. You can text me or send me the information. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about this thing called cholesterol. I like to talk about this because it's often that we think of this in a bad way, but cholesterol has some uses, and we're going to get down to the bottom of all of this. We have a wonderful guest joining us today, one of our favorites. Dr. Kate Rayom is back with us. Dr. Kate graduated from McMaster University and completed her professional training at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto, class of 2002. She followed with a two-year residency during which she taught classes, supervised at various teaching clinics. Dr. Kate now educates all of us through television, radio shows like this, and through print. Good morning, Dr. Kate.
Good morning, Julie.
It's wonderful to have you back on our show.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah, it feels like since last year since we talked.
I think it was.
I think so. So, Dr. Kate, I love talking about cholesterol because, nothing confuses people more than to talk about cholesterol.
Yes, and you're right. What you said in the intro, it really does have an undeserved bad rap. We tend to have a negative connotation, you know, for cholesterol. Mm-hmm. But in fact, it does lots of good things for us.
It sure does. So let's start out with some basics. Like, what exactly is it? What is cholesterol?
So cholesterol is, in fact, it's a carrier in the blood for fats. It carries fats around the body. But when we talk about cholesterol, we usually think of fat because we're talking about this carrier and the fats together. Mm-hmm. They're actually, different types of cholesterol. Ultimately, depending on the direction the fats are traveling in the body, mm-hmm. We can have different types of cholesterol. But that's really what it is.
Okay. So It plays a role. It doesn't always have a negative role, does it?
Oh, no. Cholesterol plays a big role in our body. First of all, we have about 35 grams of cholesterol in total in our body. Okay. Doesn't sound like a lot, but considering what a small molecule it is, it is quite a bit. And we make about a gram per day. Our liver makes cholesterol, and mm-hmm. we need that for all kinds of things. We use cholesterol for example, it's important for our metabolism of vitamin D, and for us to be able to utilize vitamin D, we need cholesterol. Okay. We use it to make hormones in the body. We use it, it's in every cell membrane in our body, keeping those cell membranes nice and fluid. Mm-hmm. We use it for our brain function. It's important for all kinds of things.
Okay. Yeah, it always concerns me when we want to shut the cholesterol off, when we know that things like our brain, it depends on it.
That's right. And so using, for example, a pharmaceutical medication to shut off your production of cholesterol mm-hmm. can have problematic side effects, we know, and it can affect the brain and the way we think.
Okay. So this is one of the good things cholesterol does for us. It protects our brain.
Exactly.
Okay. And Dr. Kate, what else does it do for us? It's brain protective. We hear of something called HDL and something called LDL. Mm-hmm. What are these little things?
Yeah, so like I said, and most people have heard, we have different types of cholesterol, although mm-hmm. unfortunately, when we talk about different types of cholesterol, we tend to talk about good and bad cholesterol, but
yes.
That really is oversimplified. And as I mentioned, cholesterol is like a vehicle to carry fats in the blood, mm-hmm. and the LDL tends to be the way cholesterol travels when it's coming from the liver out to the rest of the body. And HDL is the way cholesterol travels when it's coming from the periphery back home to the liver. And so that's a sort of look or more useful look at those two different types of cholesterol.
Okay. And are we maybe a little bit confused by the fact that we test our blood this is what I get a little confused with, I should say. We test our blood for cholesterol, but our blood is supposed to transport our cholesterol.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's where, you know, how the cholesterol is moving around, mm-hmm. is through our blood. So that's why blood tests can be a measure of how much cholesterol and what types of cholesterol we mm-hmm. have in our bodies. But it doesn't necessarily say what they're doing or why they're there, if they are there.
Okay.
And it also doesn't give us some of the most important information as to what that means about our health.
Okay. So it's sort of real vague, but we're making a lot of assumptions based on the flowing of the cholesterol in the blood.
That's right. Okay. And there are some, you know, there obviously, of course, there's some meaningful information that we can derive from that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some information that can be a little bit misleading. And again, that gets back to the whole notion of good and bad cholesterol.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to stop looking at it as good and bad. But we still want to. Everyone comes into the store and they're like, oh, I got to do something about this bad cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So when does it become bad? What makes cholesterol bad?
Well, it may be easier to explain that to talk first about the so-called good cholesterol, which is truly good. That's the HDL,
mm-hmm.
and you want more HDL, and having higher levels of HDL is a good thing. And so you can't just look at cholesterol altogether, but that higher levels of HDL is associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease, for example. It's quite protective.
Okay.
The cholesterol that we often refer to as the bad cholesterol is the LDL cholesterol.
Okay.
But the LDL cholesterol, in fact, in and of itself, is not bad unless it becomes oxidized. So mm-hmm. if it's been spending too much time circulating in the body, it's not attaching to the places that it should, getting to its receptors or parking sites, if you will, then it can become oxidized, damaged.
Okay.
And then, yes, then it can be problematic and really, truly be associated with problems. So that LDL being there, of course, if you have a lot of it, it's more prone to becoming oxidized, but just mm-hmm. having lots of LDL doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad or harmful cholesterol.
Okay, excellent. If you're just tuning into the show, you're listening to The HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're talking today with Dr. Kate Rayom, and we're talking about the benefits of cholesterol and when it becomes not so good for us. So, Dr. Kate, so when this cholesterol oxidizes, why does it do that? What are some of the common things that we're doing in our regular practices that are turning this bad?
Well, a lack of antioxidants, of course. Antioxidants are things that protect against oxidation or free radical damage. And so not having enough of those in our diet, for example,
mm-hmm.
Can be a factor that causes our cholesterol to oxidize. And in some cases, yes, just having too much LDL can be a factor in that, but not necessarily. There's a separate test you have to do to check whether or not the cholesterol has become oxidized. That's usually not checked.
Okay.
Another thing, as I mentioned before, is if the cholesterol spends too much time in circulation and not parking in the parking spots it's supposed to, or attaching to the receptors that it's supposed to, so it can do its job.
Okay.
And so there are things that can cause us to not have enough of these receptors.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these things have to do with the general healthy lifestyle, not getting enough exercise, too much unhealthy food. These will all contribute.
Yeah.
And too much stress is another one, by the way.
Stress. And that's smoking, eh? Smoking
of course.
Is a big bad one for...
Mm-hmm. Because smoking causes so much free radical damage in the
mm-hmm.
body.
Okay. And so antioxidants, you mentioned, can I get these from eating my butter tarts and my baked goods?
No, not usually.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Not fine antioxidants. I haven't read any studies on that yet either. But you typically get antioxidants from, you know, in nature, they're signaled by color. So mm-hmm. colorful fruits and vegetables, one of the advantages of eating, you know, the rainbow of
yeah.
fruits and vegetables, as we hear, is getting lots of different types of antioxidants, as well as herbs and spices typically are wonderful sources of antioxidants.
Okay.
And of course, there are a number of vitamins and even some minerals that act like antioxidants.
Okay, excellent. So it's possible to get them, but we need to eat a good, healthy diet.
That's right. And we do make some of our own antioxidants
mm-hmm.
within our body, but that production tends to decline with age. So having a healthier diet and getting more of these in through a good food as well as supplements becomes more important over time.
Okay. And is that how we can keep a healthy balance between this HDL and LDL, again, is by eating this healthy diet?
That's a key, absolutely a key way. Mm-hmm. One of the things that will spike your cholesterol and the unhealthy type of cholesterol is by eating not too much fat, as we have heard. That's not an efficient way to get your cholesterol up, but in fact, by eating too much sugar.
Wow.
So high sugar levels will get your cholesterol to go up. And again, then that tends to be the unhealthy cholesterol.
Okay. And it's interesting because I remember years, decades ago, when my father and the rest of us were diagnosed with high cholesterol, we were told to get rid of the fat. You know, we were, I do believe, kind of pointed in the wrong direction. Sugar and refined carbohydrates were never mentioned. It was always don't eat the egg, don't eat the fat, don't do this. But I think we've come full circle now.
We have, and it's unfortunate that so many people were led astray for so long based on poor science, not very good science at all.
Yeah.
And that really led us astray down the path of, butter and egg yolks are evil and they'll cause your cholesterol to go up. And lots of people still think that. But really, the sugar and the carbohydrates, especially refined carbohydrates, will do much worse.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I'm glad we talked about that because, it's a shame people are still afraid of eggs. And my understanding, Dr. Kate, is if we stop eating cholesterol altogether, our body will just make more.
That's exactly right. We need a certain amount of cholesterol every day for our overall functioning, all those important things that we mentioned before, like hormones and vitamin D. And for sure, if you stop eating cholesterol, your liver will just make more.
Okay. So let's maybe have some of those healthy free-run eggs and that healthy grass-fed butter and just enjoy everything in moderation.
And those tend to contain other nutrients that are helpful for your liver health and cardiovascular health.
Okay. And I know that one of those that you like to talk about, maybe that vitamin K.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Vitamin K2, big important factor, of course, to keep calcium in the right places to prevent hardening of the arteries.
Okay. So, Dr. Kate, one of the big questions that we'll often get asked, I'm sure you do, is what are some of those top recommendations for supplements that can help us keep healthy cholesterol?
Well, there are a few. And as I mentioned, my key concern with cholesterol is usually not, for the average person, is not usually looking to lower it, but keeping the cholesterol that you have, the LDL, on your side. So keeping it good so that all your cholesterol is good.
Okay.
And so this is where antioxidants come in. Now, it's better to be fat-soluble antioxidants because these are fats that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So things like curcumin-rich, for example, ferrocurcumin, that's a form of curcumin, or CoQ10. These are fat-soluble antioxidants that will protect your cholesterol from oxidizing.
Okay. And the benefits that come along with them, you mentioned curcumin-rich, the ferrocurcumin. That is an excellent curcumin, and we find people using it not just for keeping healthy antioxidants, but, it keeps our joints moving. It keeps, the brain sharp.
Yes, most people take it for the anti-inflammatory benefits, helps relieve aches and pains, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's also a wonderful antioxidant. And both of those roles, both of those actions play a role in the brain health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the cardiovascular health benefits aren't as well understood.
Okay. And supplements in things like curcumin, they're not all created equal. It's important to look for something that's got a lot of, like the ferrocurcumin, there's a lot of studies behind that, and this is just very well made.
Absolutely. Definitely, specifically when it comes to curcumin, it's really difficult. It's impossible, actually, from looking at the labels to really understand what you're getting and to do an apples-to-apples comparison because curcumin isn't that well absorbed.
Yeah.
And so you need to take a high absorption formula to get the kinds of benefits that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to tell that from a label. But shopping in a place like HealthWise where people can answer questions and explain these things and the difference between the many different curcumin products on the shelves.
Yeah, because if we buy a really well-made curcumin that's going to absorb, we don't have to look for other things to be added in it or, to make it absorb. It already is there.
That's right, yes. So, you know, when it comes to curcumin, one of the most common myths is that you need to have black pepper with it. Turns out that that really doesn't make much of a difference. There are much better ways to make curcumin more absorbable, like grinding it down into a tiny particle. That really increases the absorption, and that's what happens with the theracurcumin. And so that's important to understand.
Okay. And you mentioned another powerhouse nutrient there, and that was coenzyme Q10. Even doctors will recommend this for maintaining healthy cholesterol. So how does coenzyme Q10 help us?
It helps us in several ways. First of all, as you know, it's an important antioxidant and a fat-soluble antioxidant that seems to have specific benefits or affinity for the cardiovascular system. So that in itself is important. It also will help with the functioning of the heart muscle cells. And this is something that will decline, or the production of which will be cut off for people taking statin cholesterol-lowering medication. So absolutely, for people taking those kinds of medications, CoQ10 is critical. And even just for general heart health, it is a very important nutrient.
Mm-hmm. And I find for those of us who, you know, sometimes we have to. There are a few people who really do make too much cholesterol. So sometimes we have to go on medication, or we feel we have to because we don't know what else to do. But the things like the CoQ10 can help prevent a lot of the side effects that are coming along with these medications.
That's right. So CoQ10 depletion or deficiency is a common side effect with the statin medications. And so supplementing, topping up that CoQ10 is a wise move for people taking those medications.
Yeah. And often find, though, people that are suffering from the soreness of the leg, the muscle issues, the decrease in energy so rapidly, the CoQ10 will just kind of spark everybody back up.
It's really helpful for those side effects and symptoms, although typically I do tell people if they start with that muscle soreness, you know, not long after taking their medication, then it's wise to speak to their doctor as to whether they should be on it or not.
Yeah, that's good advice. Now, Dr. Kate, when we see on the shelf, there's two forms of CoQ10, ubiquinone and ubiquinol. Is there one that is superior?
The ubiquinol form, you could say, is slightly superior. It's also slightly more expensive, and so this is one of these cases where you do get what you're paying for. There have been studies using both types. Arguably, more research even was done on the ubiquinone form since it was the first to market.
Yeah.
But then researchers realized there's a way of stabilizing the ubiquinol form, and ultimately when you take that in your body, in fact, they convert back and forth to one another. However, the ubiquinol form, OL, it is about 25% more effective, and so you get more bang for your buck. Like I said, you're spending a few more bucks, so both of them work. If you can afford it, then ubiquinol, go for it.
Yeah.
And if not, you will get the similar benefits with ubiquinone.
Yeah. I've always told, too, if we take our lesser expensive with a good fat, then that'll help make it a little more effective, too.
These are fat-soluble nutrients, and so absorption with fat is really helpful.
Okay, excellent. And Natural Factors makes both of these forms. You can come check them out at HealthWise. Dr. Kate, when I mentioned eggs and butter, you said there's a substance in there, and I've got to ask you because you're the expert on it. Vitamin K2, how does this help our healthy cholesterol levels?
Well, vitamin K2 doesn't directly address cholesterol. However, it does address calcium levels in the body as well as calcium levels within the cardiovascular system. And so that is just as important as your cholesterol because everyone has heard the term hardening of the arteries, and that hardening does come from calcium. Calcium can deposit it in the elastic tissues in the blood vessels, so they're not as elastic. They become more stiff over time. That affects our heart health. They can contribute to blockages in the arteries. And so keeping calcium in the right place is a very important part of heart health above and beyond calcium. Above and beyond cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And that's the role that vitamin K2 plays.
Okay. So not essentially going to affect our cholesterol levels, but they're going to affect really good, healthy blood flow and healthy arteries.
Exactly.
And they all, it's face it, it's all connected.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's all pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah. Because you often wonder, like we said, the cholesterol flowing in the blood, it's supposed to. That's the job it's supposed to do. But we don't often cross-section the artery wall to see how much is stuck on there. Plaque and all this debris. So we've got to get a little bit better on that. And one of those fellas I like to talk to about cholesterol and heart health is Dr. Gifford Jones. And, you know, him and his vitamin C. You know, we love vitamin C right now for heart health. How does vitamin C affect good, healthy heart health? And does it play a role on our cholesterol health?
Good question. So vitamin C has its own role. Of course, vitamin C is an antioxidant, but it's not a fat-soluble antioxidant. So it doesn't work on the same level as some of the other antioxidants I've been talking about. Its key role is in helping to maintain healthy structure of the blood vessels.
Okay.
Vitamin C is important for collagen production, which is critical for the structure of our blood vessels. And of course, if they're strong, there's not areas that are getting damaged, which is where you tend to have plaque buildup and potential blockages. And so vitamin C is a really important in terms of maintaining the health of the structure of our arteries and veins.
Okay. So again, all related and not a bad thing to use when you're dealing with cholesterol or heart issues.
Exactly.
And hey, it just keeps us with all this coronavirus going around and everybody. I walk into the radio station and this has never happened before where every single, corner of the desk, there's Lysol or hand sanitizer or something to coat ourselves in. So I think maybe just taking a little extra vitamin C will give our immune system a good shot.
It doesn't hurt at this time of year anyway, no matter what's going around.
Yeah. And then, Dr. Kate, I never can finish a show talking about healthy cholesterol and healthy hearts without talking about one of my favorite things, an omega-3. How do good fats like omega-3 make for healthy cholesterol in the body?
Yes, it's so important. It's such a foundation. Mm-hmm. Omega-3 essential fatty acid intake is a foundation of good overall health. Every aspect of health you can think of, and cardiovascular health is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to lower triglycerides, which is one type of healthy fat that is associated with heart disease.
Okay.
So that's important. They will help maintain a healthy inflammatory response. And ultimately, heart disease is a problem of inflammation. Inflammation is what triggers and starts this disease.
Okay.
And so omega-3s will protect against that. They also have been shown to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, so a balance between the good and the bad, helping to boost the good cholesterol, for example.
Okay.
So there's lots of benefits when it comes to omega-3 for cardiovascular health.
Yeah, and you just feel better. When you get consistent on a really good omega-3 supplement, I just find everything just feels better.
Well, it's beneficial for skin, hair, and nails.
Yeah.
Brain, again, hugely important for the brain. That inflammation, it affects not just the cardiovascular system, but every aspect of our health.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it absolutely is important for everything.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open Monday to Sunday for all of your healthy shopping needs. We've been exploring the roles of cholesterol and how to keep a very healthy heart with Dr. Kate Rayom today. Now, Dr. Kate, the last thing I wanted to ask you about is we're getting more and more questions about a little supplement called citronol. And many people are sourcing this out for helping with healthy cholesterol balance. So can you tell us what citronol is and how it helps with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for people who really are concerned or have reasons to want to lower their cholesterol levels, there are natural ways of doing this. And citronol is one of those. So it helps to reduce levels of unhealthy cholesterol in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a natural either alternative or addition, you know, that something that you can speak to your naturopathic practitioner, for example, about in terms of dealing with high cholesterol levels.
Okay. Yeah, because this one, for some folks, like you said, some people really do need to lower it, or they
mm-hmm.
feel they need
yep.
to. They'll feel better if they do. And this is something that does seem to have a lowering effect on the cholesterol.
That's right.
Yeah. And we can find that in products on its own. We can find it in a great product from Natural Factors, Cholesterol Balance.
Yep, the cholesterol balancing formula. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one. It actually seems to work very well. I have had my husband on that one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, Dr. Kate, as we explore all of these natural remedies and, you know, things that we can do to keep healthy cholesterol and healthy cholesterol balance, again, we can't say enough about the diet. It's where everything starts, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. And that includes everything from avoiding too much sugar,
mm-hmm.
Not stressing about the fats, but there is absolutely, you know, concerns about healthy fats,
mm-hmm.
Specifically the vegetable oils, and when they're cooked at high temperatures can become very problematic. Of course, trans fats, things like margarine, those are truly unhealthy fats,
yeah.
But don't need to worry about the egg yolks or the butter.
I love that.
That's really not a problem.
Because you know what? They taste so good. They taste so much better
mm-hmm.
than the fake
yes.
food we try and make.
That's right. And we also have to remember to be getting in a lot of fiber. Fiber is really important for overall health, including cardiovascular health, and it's something that will help maintain healthy cholesterol balance.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I've adopted a different way of eating as I watched my weight skyrocket to the heaviest I've ever been. I've managed to take about 48 pounds off, but one of the key things that I do is I read everything and I make sure I get about 30 grams of fiber every day now.
That's wonderful, and that is helpful for on so many levels,
yeah.
And it is something that is overlooked. We know people don't tend
mm-hmm.
to eat enough fiber, and it does play an important role in heart health.
Yeah, so if you're not eating it, and you're because face it, if you're eating bread for your fiber every day, you're not going well. You're not going to go well.
That's right.
We need fiber from seeds and other sources.
Nuts and seeds, and for people who are
yep.
just finding they're not making it or they're not achieving that, even
mm-hmm.
with, say, sprinkling flax or other seeds on their ground seeds on their food, then a fiber supplement is something to consider.
Well, Dr. Kate, thank you so much for joining me today. You've provided me and our listeners with some wonderful information on how to improve our cholesterol and how to improve our healthy eating. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Julie. Always a pleasure.
And for all of our listeners out there, pop into HealthWise. We can show you some great sources of fiber you can get in and add to your diet. We've got our Natural Factors Coenzyme Q10, Ubiquinol, and Ubiquinone on sale right now. And for all of our listeners out there, I wish you a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490, toll-free at 1-888-889-7444, or healthwiseonline.com.